This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Well, this is just weird now, because my final guest of the afternoon is Penny Miles. Very good afternoon to you, Penny. And I'm going to do all the formal intro, and I've already fessed up to the fact that you and I were at school together, so we've known each other years. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Chalky.
I knew you were going to do that! Seriously. I can't remember your surname, your nickname. Right.
I didn't have one.
I'm wishing I didn't at times. Okay. Now, you're here today really because you've got some big stuff coming up, but you're also here because of the National Garden Scheme and Camborne Open Gardens. Now, National Garden Scheme came up yesterday. We had Jade Lambert from Macmillan in, and they do, National Gardens and Macmillan do a whole thing throughout the summer. So tell us about the National Garden Scheme as you're sort of on the inside track of it.
Well, the National Garden Scheme is a remarkable charity, and we have a very, very close relationship with Macmillan, which is one of our main beneficiaries. It started just over 90 years ago, 1927.
Oh my Lord. Right.
And in fact, here in Cambridge, the colleges were in near to the beginning, because a group of them opened in 1928, which was the year after the founding. And of that group, three of them still support us today.
Okay, so we're talking big public spaces, but we also talk ordinary gardens as well, don't we?
Well, originally, when the National Garden Scheme was founded, it started with large parkland gardens. It was really an idea from the Queen's Nursing Institute. That was the body that started it. And they had the idea of taking advantage of the nation's obsession with gardening, which lives on to this day.
Doesn't it just?
And encouraging people to open their gardens to raise funds for nursing, because this was before the NHS had been founded.
Of course.
And it was very successful, even in the first year. And it's grown since, and there's 3,500 gardens open under the scheme throughout England and Wales now. And we've just given away £3 million.
Good Lord.
What was raised.
That's extraordinary.
To our main beneficiaries, but they are all in the realm of nursing and caring.
Right.
And the National Garden Scheme is now the biggest supporter, the biggest single supporter, cumulatively, of nursing and caring charities in this country.
Well, that's just excellent. And Camborne Open Gardens comes under this umbrella of the National Garden Scheme. And you've been involved in that for some time as well, haven't you?
Well, I started the NGS group in Camborne in 2011. And that's when I first became involved with the National Garden Scheme. And yes, that is a very successful little scheme there at Camborne. Of course, I would say that because it's mine.
But it's interesting, though, because Camborne's a new build. And you kind of think, you know, when you're talking about the sort of gardens that were originally there, gardens that have been around for ages. But, you know, Camborne was farmland, wasn't it? It was all seed rape up until...
I think that's why people find Camborne such an interesting place to visit, that there's going to be 8 gardens open this year. It's actually the May bank holiday, the 26th of May. And why people find Camborne interesting is because it's new build, and that's a very common problem these days. What do you do with an uninspiring plot?
Yeah, because you just do get the 3 fences, a bit of patio, half a dozen slabs, and if you're lucky, a bit of turf. Yeah. But we can't live like that, can we?
No, and what our gardens do is showcase what you can do in a very short space of time to just make a beautiful space.
Because they do look so mature when you see them, don't they? That is the trick as well, isn't it? You can get up to a very established garden quite quickly if you know what it is you're doing.
Yes, you can go for an established look. The thing about any group of gardens, and what makes them so interesting, is they're all different, and they all reflect the style of the person that created them. And that's what's so magical about them.
So I guess this next thing which we're going to talk about is why, if you're into your gardening and you have, I mean, we've got Trumpington Meadows and all around here, loads of new builds going on in Cambridge and in South Cambridgeshire. I mean, it's the North Stow. We've just had some plans released for that. A lot of people coming in thinking, okay, what am I dealing with here? What is the soil like? What's the climate like? And you've got an event coming up, which is really a golden opportunity to find out from the experts, isn't it?
Well, absolutely it is, yes. So, in fact, the day before Camborne opens, so the 25th of May, Saturday, so that's still the May bank holiday weekend, there's going to be a celebrity gardener's question time in aid of the National Garden Scheme, and it's being held at Madingley Hall, who very kindly loaned us a marquee that was spare for the weekend.
Wow.
And that's what we've decided to use it for. So we've got a cracking panel of experts who are going to be there to answer questions, and we're expecting it to sell out. In fact, there's going to be 200 seats available.
Oh, okay.
We've already sold well over half of those. So, but it's a brilliant opportunity for gardeners locally to quiz the experts, particularly on gardening round here, because the panel comprises Bunny Guinness, who is on the Gardener's Question Time. That's
BBC. Right.
Now, she's local because she's from Peterborough. We've got Alan Gray, who, for people who know about very fine gardens in this region, he created East Ruston Old Vicarage in Norfolk, widely considered to be possibly one of the best gardens in England. We've got Richard Gant, and he's the key one for gardeners around Cambridge because he's the head gardener at Madingley Hall, and he's been in that role for just over 30 years now.
So he does know the climate and the soil. If he can't make it grow, nobody can.
Yeah, well, what he doesn't know about gardening around here, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Now, and the fourth panellist is George Plumtree, who's our chief executive for the National Garden Scheme. So ticket holders in early May, they'll all be emailed and asked to submit any questions if they've got them. I think that's to give the panel a chance to look into it before they're put on the spot on the day. But if you've got problems or you've got something that's challenging you, it's a great opportunity to go and ask.
Well, and it is quite a catch around here, isn't it? Because especially with some of these new builds, and I'm not sure if it was the story in Camborne, but I lived in Highfields, Caldecott, and it certainly was, that you think you're moving into a garden that was built on farmland. So you think, well, it's reasonable to assume if a farmer can make crops grow that I can get some plants to grow. But the builders and the developers, they had the first metre of topsoil away. That was gone. And so you are left with an awful lot of clay and all the building rubble that's kicking around. Did you find that in your own plot in Camborne?
Well, there's different approaches. It depends how you feel about gardening. Now, one way of doing it, which many people have done, is to take out the top spit, as you would call it, the top couple of feet, and backfill with topsoil.
Right.
So that's a quick way to resolve that problem. I actually feel personally that you can't fool Mother Nature, and whatever you do, she is eventually going to cotton on to what you're up to. So what I've done is I've mulched each year, so actually I haven't backfilled, so I've gone with the local soil, heavy though it is. It's extremely fertile, actually.
Right.
Very fertile soil, but as you know, it's the deep gold clay.
Yes, and so basically you're faced with, look, you could do a quick fix, but it might not hold. Your approach is a more long-term one, but if you do that, you are actually changing the climate and the ecology permanently.
Well, yes, if you just put the mulch down, the worms take it down each year. You know, I haven't done much digging.
Right.
And you just keep mulching and mulching and mulching year after year, and eventually you always have a heavy soil, but I've got much more of a clay loam now in Camborne.
And I guess, again, talking to these experts, there's plants that will and there's just plants that won't.
We're not
alpine up here. It's never going to do that, I'm assuming. But
our soil is extremely fertile and it supports a very lush planting, and it's very moist. Our soil holds the moisture beautifully.
Excellent. All right. So what is exactly happening on the day then? Is it an all-day event, or how does it work?
It is pretty well an all-day event. So you can buy a ticket for it on the National Garden Scheme website, so that's ngs.org.uk, and you just go to events and you can buy your ticket there. And that will give you access to the Gardener's Question Time event, which is in the afternoon, and also a tour of Madingley Hall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is an experience in itself. So you can book either the morning tour or the afternoon tour. And so Madingley Hall is a very special place. They are kind enough to open for us as well twice each year. And that is an 8-acre estate, and that was landscaped by Capability Brown.
Right, so that will show you how things should be grown in as well.
Yeah, and of course it's on our soil.
Yes, so there you go. So he made it work.
That's what you can do, yeah. Yeah, it should be really interesting. And it includes lunch as well.
Even better, even better. Yeah. All right, so but you're reckoning this is going to sell out. So ticket details, all on the website. How much are we talking?
£35.
OK, that's all right, isn't it?
Proceeds to the National Garden Scheme.
Which, as we know, has just raised £3 million for their supported charities.
Yes, well, we're very proud that 80% of everything that we raise does go to those beneficiary charities.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. All right, so it's all in a good cause, and it is the weather at the moment, isn't it? I mean, I know we're getting a bit of rain today. People like you will be going, thank goodness for that, I'm assuming, after a bit of a dry spell.
Yeah,
it's good, is it?
Yeah.
A friend of mine is planting, he's currently planting 2,100 grape vines in Gamlingay, and he's praying for rain as well. So,
well, Gamlingay is actually well known for wine growing, isn't it? It's had a vineyard there,
and it's being resurrected.
Is it?
It fell into disrepute, and it's coming back up. He's redoing
disrepute.
Yes, I'm sure the wine was lovely. Yes, you're right. Disrepair, and it's coming back up. He's just starting to grow. So there,
lovely.
I saw Steffi's eyes light up at that as well behind you.
Maybe. We'll have to go and have a look at that then. Maybe they can open for us.
But I mean, it's early days for him. But he's saying he needs the rain as well. All right. So just to recap on this then. So this is the National Gardens Scheme Celebrity Gardeners Question Time. It's the 25th of May. Which is the Saturday, you're saying?
Yes, Saturday of the May Bank Holiday weekend.
Okay, roughly 11:30 till 5. Tickets are £35 through the NGS website, which is ngs.org.uk. And then the following day, on May the 26th, is Camborne Open Garden. So you can take everything you learned yesterday and go and see how to apply it.
Yeah, so if you're stuck with an uninspiring new plot, then yes, do come along to Camborne. Yeah, you'll get some brilliant ideas.
Excellent. If people want to get involved, if people are living in... Are there other local schemes like this?
Very much so, yes. In fact, I did do a little list here of... is it Cambridge ones?
Really, yeah. So just if people are thinking, well, that's fine, I'd like to go and see the Camborne one. Maybe there's one near to me.
Yes, well... The next one in this area, in this city to open, is the 5th and 6th, which is, in fact... the weekend after next, isn't it?
So that's the
first May Bank Holiday. That's Chaucer Road. That's a group.
Now, I saw that on the gardens on the National Garden Scheme website yesterday because we were talking about this and going, crikey, there's a whole load of them.
Yes. So June, Sunday the 2nd, we've got High Set, which is also a group. Sunday the 16th, Lucy Cavendish College.
Right.
Sunday the 23rd, Maddingley Hall. So that's their second.
Just ahead of the just ahead of the.
That's afterwards.
So big part. June.
Yeah,
June,
we're into June now. Saturday the 6th of July, Trinity Hall, Fellows Garden. So that's a very, very, very old garden. Sunday the 7th is a must for any keen garden visitor in Cambridge. That's the Clare Fellows Garden, and that won't be opening for us for 2 or 3 years after this year because they're having a lot of building works done there.
Right.
And the garden's going to be basically unavailable during that time. So if you don't see it this year, it'll be probably 2 or 3 years before you can see it again.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's Clare. Beautiful.
I did that as part of the Bridge the Gap walk. I had a little peek at some of the gardens, and these college gardens are gorgeous. And lots of them have got boreholes, so when all the dry weather came last summer, they were okay. They'd got their own wells and things, and they were able to keep the gardens watered, and they looked absolutely stunning.
Yes, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Penny. It's all very inspiring.
Oh, good. Yes. Gardens are expiring.
Expiring, inspiring. You've got my trouble.
Sorry, I've got your trouble, inspiring.
Very good.
They absolutely are. Yeah, and another thing the National Garden Scheme are spending a lot of time on now is gardens and health. That's a whole separate topic.
Well, it is very good for you. It's exercise, it's everything. It's peace of mind, it's well-being, it's everything, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes. And our beneficiary charities now also include... charities for psychological health. So Mind, for example, got a substantial donation this year. And we have a couple of what we call guest charities this year, Trelawas and Kids, which were actually only announced last week. So they will also benefit.
Excellent. Lovely. So everyone wins on this one.
Yes.
It's knowledge, it's imparting, it's stuff you can do throughout the summer and throughout the winter, because gardeners will always find something to do, won't they?
Yes.
And you're supporting charities and everything as well. There we are. That's Penny Miles. She's of the National Garden Scheme. All those details on ngs.org.uk. And those dates in your diary, it's the last May bank holiday, not the one coming up, but mainly it's the last May bank holiday, the 25th and 26th.
Yes. Thank you very much indeed, Neil.
You're welcome, Penny.
Thank you.
You didn't call me chalky, even better.
No, that's all right.